Just let me know when you're ready.
Yes, sir. Whenever you are.
Yeah, is your microphone on?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Nope.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, still?
Yeah, you're good,
Also yes?
Yes.
All right.
I just want to make sure. Because I'm looking at the thing and I'm just like, nothing's moving. The lines aren't moving. No, you're good.
Nice.
I see it now. It's just the wavelength and everything like that was just kind of like...
What are you doing?
It was just straight, like, you know. It was just a straight line. It was just
the stick figure with the... It was the stick figure with the stick. It was like, do something.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I mean, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ready to do this?
Yes, sir.
This is going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have no notes. It's going to be just straight off the top of the dome.
This is literally how style. I do every single podcast.
Yeah, but, you know, and I've done them like that. But mm-hmm. I also like to have, like, a couple things lined up. A couple things. Because there are times, like, even when I have notes, it's like, oh, shit, I forgot to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a nice little improvisational podcast today.
Okay. You know what's going to end up happening, right?
No, what's that?
You're going to come up with notes after you're done with this one. Like, oh, I want to talk about this. Oh, I want to talk about this. So this could be the podcast before the podcast. This is the t-shirt before the t-shirt.
It's the shirt before the shirt.
Right.
It could be.
Hey, yo.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it again.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it, Jess.
I want to listen to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
The Rabbit Hole. No.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
This is madness.
The Rabbit Hole
Podcast. You are now listening to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
But anyway, this is the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
May 17th. It's May 17th.
Yes. It's tax day, technically.
Yeah, no, I just did all my taxes last night into early this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, I can imagine.
Rabbit Hole Podcast, pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. This mm-hmm. is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby at Our Hands at 817. May 17th, it is tax day, so there might be somebody listening out there like, oh, shit.
Right.
Well, I forgot.
Hopefully they're on a different time than we are, because it has to be postmarked today. Most post offices at 5 o'clock, I would assume, on the East Coast are probably closed.
Now, I remember they used to...
Did they leave them open longer?
Well, I remember on tax day, I mean, granted, pre-COVID, mm-hmm. I felt like you were able to do everything by midnight, no?
Maybe that was... I've never handed mine in. I've always done them online or through an accountant.
I used to have an accountant, and from that point, you know, at one point, and then I just kind of been doing them mm-hmm. ever since.
Okay.
Chuck put me on to TurboTax and been doing them through TurboTax ever since.
Melissa put me on Tax Slayer. It's a little bit cheaper. So.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good enough.
Yeah. And so far, they've never kicked back a return. Like, I've always just kind of filed it, like, as is. I don't really have a very, intricate tax return or anything like that. So
sure.
I've always just done it through, like, the prompts on there, and it was always a little bit cheaper. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
This podcast has now been sponsored by TurboTax.
Yes, sir. The Rabbit Hole Podcast has been brought to you by Intuit.
Right.
It's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I really don't have that many notes, but okay. There is stuff that I didn't want to, you know, talk about, obviously.
Okay.
Stuff to get into, like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so hopefully everybody got their taxes in. They got them done.
Right.
Mine was not so fun because I had three W-2s.
Mm-hmm.
A 1099 NEC,
mm-hmm.
a 1099 K.
Mm-hmm.
I collected unemployment, so I had to submit mm-hmm. something for that.
Mm-hmm.
and I have the Stash app, and I also have Acorns. So there's like
those
stuff.
Those are fucking annoying, dude.
Yeah,
those
are annoying. Actually, it's not that hard to put that information
it's
in.
It's not.
Now.
It's just one more thing you have to do. Though.
Yeah. So like, I had to submit the information from those. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of like, what was my password again?
Right. Right.
It's like, yes, reset my password because mm-hmm. I haven't accessed this since last year.
Your password cannot be the same password as before. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. No. Right. That's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have like three. Actually, now I have four passwords that I pretty much like alternate with.
I think I know two of them.
You probably do.
One is for your Netflix. Don't listen to this Netflix because he doesn't share his password. He just happened to use it at my house one day. And the other one I think is from your original Hotmail. You gave that to me once a long, long ass time ago.
Can I tell you my TurboTax is still linked to my Hotmail account?
Okay, Hotmail doesn't exist. It's like people...
Well,
like
it's Outlook. It's just classified as Outlook now, yeah.
But there was one person I know who like actually had an AOL like email address. And they're like, yeah, no, just send it to my AIM email address. I'm like, you're what? Well, what chat room is you in? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, you know? I got you.
But with everything, just that was a nice fun couple of hours of just going through all of that, you know. Yeah, my computer just like prompted something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're all done.
Your computer will shut down in 60 seconds to complete these updates. Like no, later. I'm like, yeah, I'm later, like, later. Later.
Mm-hmm. When would you like to reschedule? I'm like, not now.
Right.
Like 3 a.m.
Right.
When I'm not on my computer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Monday. Happy Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everybody had a good weekend.
Sure.
The weather was pretty decent over here.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey, New York.
Yeah.
And what have you been up to?
Bobby? Bunch of family stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just... That kind of thing. So it's been kind of tethered to that for a bit. I wish I could tell you I've done something fun, but I have not. Haven't gone to a bar or restaurant yet. Still haven't come visit you at your bar or restaurant yet, and you know, come in and not worn a mask and act a fool and you know, fly in the face of CDC guidelines and all that stuff. It's just been a bunch of just low key stuff, bunch of family stuff, you know. I did my taxes a little while ago, so I didn't have to worry about that. That was a nice little weight off my chest when I saw today was tax day and my taxes were already done. Watching the Mets become the walking wounded, I think I would actually rather go to a Binghamton Rumble Ponies game. Actually, that's their AA affiliate, but we're going to use that anyway because it's a much more fun name. The Binghamton Rumble Ponies to go watch them all do rehab stints because... I think the Mets are down to like three position players now, outside of like their catchers. Everyone else is hurt.
The Yankees are also not in the best of shape right now.
No, John Carlos Stanton apparently went on the 10-day IL. I heard that on the way over here.
He has a quad injury.
Mm-hmm. But apparently, Aaron Judge again. So that's good for you guys in that sense.
Yeah, I know, but it's like every time with John Carlos Stanton. And look, Yankees fan, and I'm not a Mets hater. Best friend's a Mets fan.
Sure.
So, I mean, like, I feel the pain, because obviously, like, you know, as much as people are like, you can't be a fan of both, I'm like, I get that. Like, listen, if the Mets are playing the Yankees, mm-hmm. I'm going to root for the Yankees.
Sure.
However,
and we've gone to Mets Yankees games before and rooted in each other's faces because something happened. Like,
right?
That's fair.
Yeah, but
we're not like your mom sucks. It's just like, hey, yeah. My team scored a run.
But like, if like the Mets are doing good, I'm like, hey, the Mets are doing good. You know, like I feel like a lot of times things get misconstrued. It's like, well, you can't be a fan of both. It's like, well,
here's the thing: you're not a fan of both. You're a fan of the people who are fans of that team.
Yeah.
That's the way I've always looked at it. The only exceptions are New England Patriots fans because 9 times out of 10, they bring it upon themselves, KDO. other than that, though, like, yeah, like, obviously we both share a love of the Jets and most times a hatred of the Jets, but I don't dislike the Yankees except for when they play each other.
And a lot of times too, when I feel like people hate other teams, I don't think you hate the other team. You just hate their fans. And you're not hating all the fans. Yeah. You hate the douchebag fans that like pretty much, unfortunately, you paint things with a wide brush when it comes to certain teams and certain organizations. So like a lot of times people like around here, like I live in a pretty nice area, a couple towns over, they'd be like, oh, you don't want to go there. You know, it's kind of like, it's, you know, like I'm from Plainfield originally. And a lot of times people have this perception of Plainfield that it's hood, that it's not safe, that it's ghetto. And you know what? There are parts of Plainfield that are that. Absolutely. Correct. But there are also parts of Plainfield that are not that.
Right.
And that's where I grew up. And that's where I like was able to have a pretty nice life living at home with my parents till I was like in my late 20s. But people's perception of said Plainfield is that. Now, with that same line of thinking, it's that, oh, I hate the Yankees. I was like, do you hate the Yankees or you hate like the bad apples of the fan base?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of times what I think people. Well,
it's no different than like if you say like, oh, I hate this team. No. You may hate their fans, but there also may be one player you don't like on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I mean that could be a thing too.
Most players, most people who are like, oh, I hate the Yankees, what's the first name they bring up? They'll bring up like A-Rod, or they'll bring up like, you know, somebody else who was just annoying or whatever it was.
Sure.
Do you really hate David Cone? Like, did you, you know what I mean? Like, did you really hate, like, Jorge Posada or someone like, did you really, you know what I mean?
And
like,
what happens when your favorite player goes to a team that you quote unquote hate?
See, it's there. I actually heard that on like a sports radio talk show that they were talking about that. The only sport where you can really apply that, where you can follow the fan, the player, not when they leave that team, is basketball.
Sure.
So, like, if, and let's just hope it never happens, because I know how you feel about it. I know this is, like, you know, third down the list, or, like, fourth down the list. It's, like, God, country, you know, family, and then, like, Steph Curry. I get that. What happens if Steph Curry went to, say, like, just the Minnesota Timberwolves, or, like, the Sacramento Kings, or just something random? Like, more likely than not, you'd still probably be a fan of him.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, are you going to root for the Timberwolves? Kind of by the extension of, like, well, I don't want to see him, like, lose every game. Like, I like him. You know what I mean? But, like, when Darrell Rivas went to, and we'll use the benign one, when he went to Tampa Bay, I was like, well, yeah, I hope the whole team, like, gets, like, you know, like, the shits and the sneezes at the same time.
The only good thing about, well, I mean, not good thing, but the thing about that with football is that unless you're going out to the bar and watching Sunday Ticket, it's almost out of sight, out of mind.
Very fair.
When you see other players go to teams that are out of market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something with the Warriors, for example, like if Steph Curry, God forbid, goes to, the problem is that if he goes to a team, he's going to go to a contender, and there's probably going to be some level of coverage on ESPN, on NBA TV, local channels if the game's good enough, whatever have you.
Mm-hmm.
I would still root for Steph, but I would still root for the Warriors because even, honestly, I watched the Warriors game the other day, the Golden State Warriors. And
so the one without Draymond and Steph.
This is the one. They were playing the Pelicans. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now for all the people that don't really watch basketball out there, the Golden State Warriors, they're like quote unquote big three. None of them played.
No, and one of them hasn't played all season.
Yes, none of them played. Well, I mean, for right now, we're gonna leave Clay out of this. But in terms of,
are we gonna make Wiseman one of them yet, or are you gonna go
just
Wiggins?
for the conversation, just for this moment in time, big three adjacent, whatever you want to call it. The three known guys on the team right now: Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Draymond Green and Andrew Wiggins.
Okay.
The three of them did not play. And then they were playing the Pelicans, who I think Zion wasn't playing because, like,
he's out for the rest of the year. He had, like, a thumb or something.
Yeah, it's like fucking, like, pinky toe or some shit. I don't know. Something stupid like that. So now you're telling me that all the best, you know, in your mind, the best players, the people you would want to watch the game,
your draws.
Yeah. To see, none of them are playing.
Mm-mm.
But that game was still entertaining because you know what happened? everybody else fucking performed.
Was it Josh Bell or someone random threw up like 38 in that game?
Jordan Poole. The pool party, baby. Sure. Pool party, baby. Let's go. Jordan Poole. I'm like, all right. Glad to see that you like fucking woke up.
He was hurt for a while though, wasn't he?
He was playing. He might have been injured, as far as I know, he was there and he was kind of like just a mediocre player.
Well, he was rebound, throw the ball to Steph.
But now he's kind of finding his own. Mm. Honestly, a lot of the people on that team are starting to kind of come into their own. And I'm like...
They've had to.
They have to. And what I look at is I'm looking at this with a wider lens. And I was like, yo, come next year, you get Klay Thompson back. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, James Wiseman, he's back. Mm-hmm. And you probably still have Draymond. Mm-hmm. And you have Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. And you get back, like, brother-in-law Damian Lee. And you have the pool party. And all of a sudden, Kent Bazemore's got the fire under his ass because fucking Bradley Beal's talking shit about him.
Right.
It's good. The Warriors are going to sneakily, like... They already have sneakily kind of gotten into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And people kind of like, oh, shit, that's right. I forgot about Steph Curry.
Speaking of which...
Yes.
How are you going to feel on Wednesday?
Because I have to work.
Correct.
And the Lakers are playing...
Yeah.
The bar's closed at 10, guys.
Yeah, right? No, that's the only game on. That's going to be national. That'll be 8.
No, it's 10 o'clock.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it's the Lakers playing the Warriors.
So you just don't want Bobby to watch this game. Okay, I get
it's
it.
It's at 10 o'clock.
That's fine.
Because they
watch
have
like the first quarter.
They have the two games, because Tuesday's the Eastern Conference, and then Wednesday's the Western Conference. So,
can you do that then? Can you close the bar at...
No, I'm not going to close the bar.
You are, like boss of Jace. Can't you just tell Becky or whoever? Like, all right, you got the bar.
Becky will probably be heading out by that time.
Not that Wednesday.
Becky, you got this, right?
Right. Just poor deer in headlights. Look, like, wait, where are you going?
Yeah, the Warriors and Lakers are at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And Lakers are favored, -4.5.
Is it at Staples?
It's at the Staples
That's
Center.
Why.
And then the Spurs against the Grizzlies are the 7:30 game.
By the way, Josh Poole, you want to be a positive contributing factor in the playoffs? Kick LeBron in the ankle.
Josh Poole, are you talking about Jordan Poole?
Jordan, him too. Him too, both Poole. The Poole brothers. Just kick LeBron in the ankle. And somebody else kick 80 in the groin. In
just bully ball all over the court.
Yep.
Just on AD and LeBron James.
Did you see that, by the way, with Luka like last week?
I guess he
got into a little bit of a skirmish, like turned around and went to kind of just like uppercut like air or whatever, and just took a dude's manhood out.
Ooh.
He got ejected from the game. Like obviously he was fine. Like whatever else. Like. But like, just
yeah.
I'm looking at you, 11th guy on the bench. Like, you want to do something right? AD, whap.
And not that kind of whap. Like, not macaroni in a pot whap.
No.
Not the wet ass pussy whap.
No.
Or for the clean lyrics. I think wet and gushy.
So it's now wag.
I don't know if it's wet. I don't know if it's wet and gushy or soft and gushy. No, she said wet and gushy in the clean lyrics. Wet and gushy.
No, so it's wag instead of wap.
Yeah.
Or it could have been if it's soft and gushy, then it'd be sag.
Yeah.
Keep doing this.
Yeah, you could. We could.
You're welcome, Nicki Minaj. You have like 3 other remixes now.
Cardi B.
Whoever. You know what I think you need to do, by the way? We haven't talked about this, and it's been out for a little while.
Uh-huh.
You need to work on getting your ass verified on Twitter so you can get that tip. You get that little tip icon. You haven't seen that?
You can ask people for money or some shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, I saw that, and I was just like, what is this?
I was thinking about that the moment you started talking about your whatchamacallit. The moment you were talking about doing your taxes. I'm like, let's add one more stream of income for them.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... I saw that the one day, and I just kind of like... Huh, what is that? And just kept scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
get verified just so I can ask people for money. I can ask people for money now without a blue check mark.
You can. Twitter. You can just drop your cat.
I just don't feel right about it.
Well, yeah, but also kind of make you a thought.
Oh, that hoe over there. Okay.
How many legitimate people have you seen on Twitter be like, "Here's my Cash App, here's my Venmo, here's my Zelle," and not be a thotty? I'll wait.
Fair.
It's a fair. You know point. What I mean? Like point. Every single one of them is also an Instagram influencer, the top 1% of OnlyFans. Blah 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 blah. Like. You're not.
So I'm gonna be a man thought.
Is that your is that why you had to put a 1099? Are you on OnlyFans now?
Because I had to put the extra tax paperwork in.
She's just like it's not OnlyFans. It's OnlyMans. Like it's,
OnlyMans.
Yeah.
OnlyMan.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not on OnlyFans yet. But
three people just went to OnlyFans and were like,
just type it away.
Mm-hmm.
So. With everything going on, obviously basketball is big right now, huge. But I feel like even if I understand correctly, even if the Warriors lose, they still have like another shot.
Because I think they're technically the higher playoffs,
right?
Higher
play-in, so they have like another chance to get in. Which honestly, like I know that they only did this play-in NBA thing for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it.
It's fun.
Keep
it's
it
fun,
in there.
Right?
Yeah, I enjoy it because it's almost like second chance. It's the additional wild cards that football have now.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm all about it.
And remember, think about this last year. Like think about like a team that like a Phoenix or whatever that just started rolling. Like look at them now.
I know.
You know, like, this is your appetizer. Like you said, it's your wild card weekend. This is your appetizer to, like, the actual playoffs. Just don't start them at 10 o'clock at night. Like,
well, I mean, unfortunately, unfortunately, it's the problem with them.
They're on the West Coast. Start at 4 o'clock.
That's 1 in the afternoon over there.
No. That's what I meant. Like, 4 o'clock over there. It's
Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, not even 1 o'clock. No, because they're like 6 hours.
No, wait a minute. They're three.
Why am I thinking? Oh, because it takes 6 hours to get it. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was like, yeah, so it's going to be, yeah. So 4 o'clock there, which they've done. I think they only do that for like Christmas.
Well, make this Bobby's Christmas.
Bobby's Christmas.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about the Golden State Warriors.
Sure.
Especially with the year that they had last year and them all of a sudden now kind of coming into their own, and they're hot right now. I feel like they've been playing really good basketball. They're just on fire right now, so I'm very excited.
A lot of analysts have said like that's not the team you want to see, because you watch Steph go off for three games, it's like, oh no.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I forgot. I forgot about Steph. And you know, poor LeBron is like, I gotta deal with this little motherfucker again.
Right?
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. And like he got his one shit off last year because the Warriors were not even in the bubble because they had like one of the worst records in basketball, because you had no Steph Curry, you had no Klay Thompson. And they just kind of were like, all right, we're gonna take the L this year.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron was able to get his chip for Los Angeles.
Part of me wonders if he's going to do that this year.
What's that?
He's played so fucking much, and that team is so banged up. Like, realistically, they're not going far.
Talking about the Lakers?
Yeah, they're not going far in his playoffs. Like, a groin injury, like that, especially with the way they, like, their sudden burst and the way they start and stop, like, you could fuck that thing up bad. And apparently, LeBron's high ankle sprain is pretty, again, thinking about an ankle with start and stop and everything like that. Fucking, like, there's a part of me, he's almost like, you know, fuck you. Like, I don't want to do this shit. Like, and I, and frankly, for them too, considering that's their team, I wouldn't really blame him.
If he was got, like, fuck he, it, he got we'll, y'all a championship
yeah,
last
I'll
year.
See, I'll see you next year.
Yeah, he's like, I got y'all a championship already. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yeah.
And not only did I get you a championship, I got you a championship during the pandemic and after the death of Kobe Bryant. I got you a championship at the, like,
right?
When you needed it most, yeah. I got you a chip.
Yeah, your move, Nikola Jokic, like, good fucking luck, you know? I think they're, like, the one seed or something like that.
But yeah.
Like, yeah, no, absolutely.
So, yeah,
that's
I mean.
The thing. At this point in time, he doesn't have, like, I understand the competitor, I understand him. He doesn't, what do you have to prove at this point?
Nothing.
You know?
Nothing.
That's why I say, I could see him just being, like, I could see him, like, Steph hits one logo three in the first quarter. I can see him just take his shoes off and leave. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. Like, I'm done.
I'm gonna go do Space Jam.
Yeah, right? I'm a fucking generic ass looking Lola Bunny.
So it's the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Mm-hmm. Pop culture, sports, music, food. Another thing that was on yesterday that I had no idea about, the Miss Universe pageant was on yesterday.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah. It was on Miss. First off, I couldn't find it on regular television.
Somebody. Is it on Spice now?
It was on the one channel I saw it on. Spice doesn't even exist anymore, at least I don't know. The one channel that I saw it on was on Telemundo.
Does Steve Harvey still host that?
Not on Telemundo.
Oh.
But apparently, I mean, I think it was televised, but I could not find it on local television with the exception of Telemundo.
Okay.
And Mexico won.
That's why that shit was on Telemundo.
Can I tell you, I watched, like, because somebody actually came in, because Sundays were kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a couple regulars come in, and sweet people.
Mm-hmm.
Elena, she is, I believe she is Puerto Rican descent.
Okay.
And her man, Alex, came in. They're like, we know you guys aren't really busy. Would you be able to throw the Miss Universe pageant on one of the TVs? In the back of my mind, I was just like, beautiful women on television for however many hours?
Nope.
Yeah, that's going on right now.
Sure. Yep.
You're like, no.
No.
It's a competition.
Right.
And so I was like, yeah, absolutely. I was like, and I'm like surfing through channels. I was like, what channel is it on?
Right.
Not on NBC. Not on ABC. Hmm. Not on Channel 5. I was like, what channel is it on?
Right.
And like, had to go all the way to Telemundo and find it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. All right, well, it's on. So we're, I'm kind of like between the basketball and bartending.
Sure.
I'll look up every once in a while. I was like, oh, who's that? Oh, yeah, she's pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty cute. There's one problem with, I guess, maybe pageants in general, but yep, especially that pageant last night.
Sure.
They all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
They all look the same.
It's like Playboy in like the 90s and early 2000s. Like they had a formula. They stuck to it.
And it's like, all of them are beautiful.
Sure.
They're all beautiful women,
mm-hmm,
individually. But I guess just because of the way that the hairstylists and makeup people, they do all their makeup.
All the same.
They all, like, everybody had, like, dark, dark brunette, brown, dark black hair.
Right.
Straight.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had, like, that same kind of tan look to them.
Right.
The full lips. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Sure.
If any of them ever wanted to give this kid a shot, I'm all for it. I wouldn't turn any of them down.
There was just no individuality to them.
It's just everybody, honestly, they all kind of had that Kardashian look to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that's the look, that's the style,
mm-hmm,
for like a lot of like women out there. Even like you go on Instagram.
Right.
There's certain trends and styles,
sure,
that just kind of like, they've gotten to like extreme levels,
mm-hmm,
like the contour of the nose and the cheekbones and the full lips and the and it's not like tan skin. It's almost like a specific tan color.
Right.
And it didn't matter where they were from. They all had that tan look to them.
Right.
Like Australia. I was like, she looks like a Kardashian.
Right.
It's like Africa.
Netherlands. You're like, wait.
Kardashian.
Right.
And you know what? Yes. Good for the Kardashians, because
sure,
they have a look and a style that the entire world wants to emulate to a certain degree.
Eh, it's kind of sad though. You kind of lost so much of your individuality on it.
I kind of want to, like, I understand that the Miss Universe pageant is a beauty pageant.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little part of me that's like, I want to see what all of you girls look like. Excuse me, ladies look like when you wake up in the morning. That's when I want to judge the pageant.
So now it's take turns getting out of your bed.
No. I'm not saying like after a night of passion or something. I'm just talking about it's like you know what? Instead of getting all dolled up,
mm-hmm,
instead of it's like let's just see what you look like when you wake up.
Right.
But you know what? That's the best looking girl with no makeup on, mm-hmm, and the hair in a bun.
Why would you make them do like extreme challenges? Like, all right, now demo a wall. You're like, what? Like, here's a sledgehammer, 25 pounds. Like, go to it.
I mean, that's just that. That was just like the thought that crossed, mm-hmm, my mind. It's like, you know what? I'd like to see what
sure
Mexico looks like without makeup and hair.
Sure.
I like to see what she looks like when,
right,
she comes out of bed. Because, sometimes what I've noticed, especially celebrities, mm-hmm, and people in public eye, they look one way when they first come out, mm-hmm. and then they start getting worked on. And then there's a point where it was just like, all right, you're good. Stop right there.
Right.
Don't get any more work done. Mm-hmm. And then they get more work done. And you're like, oh, like you were there. Like you were, you went too far. You went too far. Like you were like, ah, like that's, you got to take it like one step back. It's like when you go, when you're playing roulette, you, that like, you, you, I think the saying is like, you should have like left like one bet before, before you like give it all back.
Right.
But you always think, it's like, oh, you know, I could probably do like a little more. It's like, yeah, or you could lose it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with all these like ladies, it's just, ah, they all, they're cookie cutter, Kardashian, tan, dark hair, eyeliner. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, all beautiful. Mexico won. Congratulations, Miss Mexico, Miss Universe now. But honestly, the one I saw that I was like, she needs to win it all, Brazil.
Sure.
Brazil was...
Well, that's... Yeah. They work with different stuff down there.
Oh, yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was the one observation I had with the Miss Universe pageant.
Okay.
And that, and I was like, why is this not on regular, like...
Right.
Telemundo, it's not regular television, but you know what I mean. Why is it not on channels 2 through 11?
Right.
Why do I gotta surf to, like, 42 to find it? Or Univision, or one of these channels? Right. They deserve to be... This is primetime television at its best.
Right.
And it may have been on primetime television. I just... No channel was on. Yeah, I just couldn't find it. But... Yeah, like, even, like... Because I'm thinking, like, certain celebrities. I was like, yeah. I was like, I remember, like... When she first came out, she was, like, super, super cute. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, all right, she's got a little bit of work. Okay, yeah, she's still... And then it's, like, that one step further. You're like, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, damn it. Like, I remember, like we used to watch The Hills. Like, you were big Heidi Montag fan.
Sure.
Big Heidi Montag fan.
She looks like a fucked up Mitch Potato Head now at this point. Like, because you said.
But there was a moment where it was like, when she first came out, I was like, oh, she's kind of cute. Yeah. And then she got to a point where it was like, all right, she's actually looking kind of good. And then it was like that one step further. It was like, you know?
And we'll end it here just so we don't end up just like bashing women, which would just be... Absolutely. Look at someone like a Tori Spelling from like 90210.
Yeah.
Cute, girl next door. Okay. Did a little bit. Okay. Huh?
Yeah.
You know, and again, like I don't want to go down this quote unquote rabbit hole too much because eventually it's just gonna be like, okay, so Hair of the Blog hates women.
On the contrary, I love women.
All of them.
Honestly, I love women just the way that they are.
Sure.
And let the message,
and that could actually be more of the message.
And like, let the message be clear. Yeah, and that's kind of like the message that I'm trying to convey is that you don't need all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You want to do a little here and there, and you know what? I'll flip it because it's like, oh, you're women bashing. I hope that's not how it's coming across.
Sure,
because that's not what I'm trying to do.
Right, exactly.
Michael Jackson, perfect example. There was a point in Michael Jackson's career where like he didn't like the way he looked, like he thought he had a big nose or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. There was a moment where I was like, all right, that's it, done. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything more. You don't have to. And then like I want to say that was around Bad.
Okay.
And Moonwalker, like around that point where like he did a little nose work. Yeah. He had like the Jerry curl.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? Like when I think Michael Jackson, that's who I think of. I think of Afro Michael Jackson a little bit, but I think more of the beat it.
Sure.
Beat it Michael Jackson, Bad Michael Jackson with the Jerry curl, and skin was still kind of tan.
Right.
Not the bleached skin and the more work done on his nose and all other stuff.
Not him hanging his baby over like a balcony.
Yes, not that Michael Jackson.
That persona
with the jacked up nose.
Yeah,
not that Michael Jackson. I think of Michael Jackson from Bad or the Beat It video.
Sure.
Or Moonwalker.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that was like, you're good. Stop.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then he took it further.
Right.
But yeah. But no, I love women. Stop.
Sure.
I like every once in a while people ask me at the bar. They're like there's a couple of man boys that came in to the bar yesterday.
Oh.
And I was actually, they were there with a group the day before. And I don't know what it was. They were just doing some sort of a party. I don't know if somebody was getting married. I didn't really get the details. I was trying to, like, I was, like, asking the girls I was working with. I was like, do you know, like, the details of, like, what's going on? And they kind of didn't know either. But they were just, it was a group of them.
Right.
And plus now with the COVID restrictions and everybody's kind of like, oh, it's party time again. Like, everything's sure. back
Saturday,
to normal.
Saturday's
it's like
back to the boys.
Yeah, it's just sure. like, I'm like, no, not quite.
Right. We're getting there. Just don't rush it.
Yeah, don't fuck this up.
Mm-hmm.
So they all come in and they're all partying. It's a bunch of guys, but it's a bunch of girls too. So like, okay. I think it's just a big family thing. And like they took up some bar seats, they took up some tables, whatever. They're all having a good time. They're all just getting banged up, whatever. It's sure. fucking Saturday night.
On a Saturday.
Saturday sure. night, they're having a good time. One of them leaves their credit card,
mm-hmm.
and they come back the next day to get their credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Call, hey, you guys got my card? Yeah, come back.
Right.
And then these three guys just proceeded to stay the pretty much the entire time that the bar was open.
Right.
And it was just like, they were supposed to go there, maybe have like a drink and then like dip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, I don't know what the occasion was, the special occasion. I don't know what was going on, but like they were like flat out. And I was like talking to, there's a new girl that works there, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Super nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, those guys were fucking man boys. And she was like, what's a man boy? I was like, think of Stifler from American Pie. Sure. Okay. Right. Now, picture that same attitude in a guy that's pushing 40.
Right.
That's a man boy.
Right.
Now, mind you, there's levels to the shit.
Sure.
There are times where I'm a man boy,
mm-hmm.
as are you.
Sure.
You know, we'll see something stupid and we'll just laugh at it.
Of course.
You know, like, that's just how we're wired. But
right.
when it's time to be fucking responsible, we put the big boy pants on and we go do what we got to do.
Correct.
But these guys, and I'm not saying that they don't do that, but man, the way that they were acting at the bar, I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, these guys done yet?
Right.
And then they start talking to me. Well, first off, they start talking to one girl, Sam. They're like, sure. What do you look for in a guy? Because first off, it gets to that point where, like, you know, guys get drunk, even though they all are supposedly, they have wives and girlfriends and committed.
Sure.
And wives are like, well, where are you?
Both.
Yeah, they're like, well, where are you? Like, when are you coming home? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, you know, on a sidebar, I never want to be that guy.
Nope.
To, like, you go out and then your girl's just sitting at home just waiting for you or whatever like that. It's like, I thought you were supposed to just go out and get your fucking card. Like, why are you out
right
8 hours now?
Mm-hmm.
There's no football on. You know what I mean? No. Like, there's no NFL. That's like, I feel like, not that it's an excuse. I feel like that's the only time where you can kind of get away with it.
On a Sunday.
NFL ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is not that important right now.
No, you can probably drive home in half a game.
And like,
wherever
no,
you are.
Yeah, and no offense, I don't think you're that big of a basketball fan.
No.
Not that much to be out for 8 to 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But they were asking her, I was like, well, what do you look for in a guy? And like, oh, you got a boyfriend, this, that, and the other thing. And back of my mind, I was like, how's your wife doing at home?
Mm-hmm. The one, you know, the one who just called you 20 minutes ago, wondering why you're not coming home.
The one that you have to get up from the bar and leave and talk to her privately outside so nobody can hear you.
Because you're probably ruining your son's birthday because you haven't been there for any of it.
So, and then, you know, I was like, oh, they're getting to that level of drunk. And,
sure.
And then you start hearing the offensive jokes slightly starting to come out. I was like, oh, it's almost about time to wrap this up.
Yep.
But then they're like, you know, what do you look for in a guy? And she was like telling him. And then the guy was like, hey, man, like, what's your name? And I was like, Kevin. He's like, hey, what's up, Kevin? He's like, so, like, do you like guys? Do you like girls? I was like, I like girls.
Mm-hmm. And this is the night where I'm actually going to close your tab for you. Just put the check in front of you and say, you guys can pay that at any time. Thank you very much. Please come again.
Not that there's anything wrong with liking guys.
No, but just to like.
But it's just one of those where they were like. But then after that, they're like, well, what do you look for in a girl? I was like, honestly, I was just like, well, there are like three things. I couldn't think of the third one. Mm-hmm. I probably could think of it now. But there was like, what's the three things you look for in a girl?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, like, you want to be attracted. You want to be attracted to them. You want to laugh. You want to have things in common.
Sure.
But I was like, one of the main criteria, I was like, she has to have her own friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, wow, that's actually a good one. I was like, this guy was drunk as hell. And like, I made him sober like
sure.
that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh my God, that's like a really good answer. I was just like, yeah. And the only reason I know that is because I've been in situations where I've been with girls and they didn't have their own friends.
What if that meant molds itself together? Like, if it's like you have your group of friends, everything like that, she has her group of friends, everything like that, and then eventually they all become friends together.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I just think
like they, that... But she can't come into the relationship kind of looking to you to be her exclusive social life.
There needs to be some level of separation. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to miss the person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, what is it, distance makes the heart grow fonder? I think that is why
Man Boys 1, 2, and 3 had to, on purpose, leave their card there the night before so they had an excuse to come back. Because they'd been with their wives, significant others, or both, depending upon what levels of this they're at. So maybe they needed to be missed a little bit. I don't believe any of those things that just came out of my mouth. Outside of the fact that they probably figured somewhere along the line, before complete inebriation took over, if we leave our car here, we got to come back here and get it tomorrow.
I don't think, not to question their intelligence, I don't think they were that smart. I don't think they were thinking.
Or that sober enough.
I don't think they were thinking ahead that well to be like, you know what? Let's leave the card here. We'll come back. Like, that's some.
We just spent 8 hours with Sam.
Yeah, that's some diabolical, deviant shit. And I was like, by the way, how's your girlfriend doing?
Right. Well, that was the whatchamacallit. Wasn't that always like the play in like the 80s was like to like leave something behind at the girl's house?
There's a Seinfeld episode where like George would leave something behind at the girl's apartment. Mm-hmm. So that he had a reason to come back.
Yeah, but if you're a man boy, why can't that also pertain to the bar?
Well, I'm not saying that it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's a certain level of strategy.
Sure, that maybe they were not equipped with handling.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, and that's just, you know, that's just me. Mm-hmm. And if that's what they were doing, you know what? Kudos to you guys.
Sure.
It didn't come across that way when I was talking to you.
Right. But what is the second thing? First thing was, must have their own group of friends.
She needs to have her, they need to have her own group of friends. Mm-hmm. The second thing, has to be, they do not have to be an alcoholic, but they have to drink sometimes. Like, if I'm thinking about, like, my internet dating profiles, mm-hmm. If there are some that, like, do not drink, I kind of scroll past them, to be honest with you. I swipe to the left. Right. Because working in the industry that I'm in, at least for now, mm-hmm. like and have been working in this industry for, you know, last past 20 years, you gotta be able to have like a couple of beers. I'm not saying you gotta get shit faced every night.
No,
hey, let's go out and have like a drink. It's like, all right, cool, let's do it.
And not for nothing, we're past that point in our lives, I think, or at least I will speak for myself. I am past that point in my life where every time I go out, it's like inebriation. Like, that's the goal. You know what I mean in that sense? So, like...
Yeah, If it
winds itself into that, then that was a hell of a night. To me, those are few and far between.
That's kind of, like, where I'm at with it. Mm-hmm. I don't go out specifically to get drunk. Mm-hmm. But if I go out and I happen to get a little buzz...
Sure.
You know, at least I'm not... I don't want to ease into... I like to ease into my drunk.
Yeah, you're not just ripping shots.
Yeah, unless it's somebody's birthday celebration, somebody got married, somebody's having a baby, something of that level, of that magnitude.
It's Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah, no, right? It's like, it's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Let's get fucked up. Like, and even like, you know, when people like do it on the weekends. Oh, it's Friday. Let's get fucked up. It's like, I get that too.
Right.
To an extent. But. Yeah, they have to have some level of like, hey, let's like go grab like, you know, couple glasses of wine or something like that.
Sure, yeah.
That's
social. That's, again, like you said, it's not like, hey, let's go do 10 shots, like, just go do 10 shots and then whatever.
Because I don't want to be the guy that's like, okay, I'll have a beer. You don't want anything? No. And you're just sitting there. And there are some times where like I've watched guys kind of like almost like go into this pitfall of they keep ordering drinks and she's not.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, dude, slow down. Yeah. I'm like, stop. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't a race.
Yeah, right.
Like, you're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they'll just say, yeah, I'll do another margarita. I'll do another beer. I'm like, meanwhile, the girl's still nursing her glass of fucking Pinot Grigio.
Right.
And they have to drink. They don't have to be like...
A social drinker.
A social drinker. I would appreciate them being a social drinker.
Sure.
I guess, like, what the final... the third thing?
Mm-hmm. booty you can balance a Coke can on?
I mean, that's just... That's a prerequisite.
Okay.
That's mm-hmm. not like...
Right.
That's how you get in the door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding.
And kiss the back of her own ankles?
Oh, man. Better stop playing.
I'm helping.
In terms of a third thing...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Leave it up. You know it. You'll know it when you find it.
Yeah. The third thing that at Kevin KD is looking for in a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But those two things are musts.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Looks better in a Steph Curry jersey than he does.
Well, I mean. You know, I don't. Can I tell you on a side note? As much as I'm a fan of the Warriors,
mm-hmm.
I am not a fan of the like. And I have one. I'm not the biggest fan of the Warrior jersey because it's got that weird neck to it.
Okay.
That's like it's not like a like you know like the old school like all the old school basketball jerseys just mm-hmm. kind of had like the I guess like scoop neck I think is what it would be called.
Okay.
It's essentially just like a giant tank top.
Right.
Like basketball jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started coming out with these ones where like the cut is like a V-neck and
mm-hmm.
The one that the Warriors have, it has this like weird like arch. It's like a arched V-neck that goes into this thing. But it's on some of their jerseys. It's not mm-hmm. on all of them.
Right.
And I'm just kinda like, I was like, I love this team, but jerseys, like they got the throwback ones now where mm-hmm. like they like the Oakland Warrior throwbacks.
Right.
Those are dope. So I would probably just get those jerseys or alternate jerseys.
Maybe they need a new jersey designer.
Oh. See what you did there.
See?
I mean, you can go on Teespring, link in bio, you can see some of the stuff I've been working on.
There it is.
I got some stuff coming in the mail too. Only problem with Teespring is that like if you order it, like it takes a while for it to get to
you. Ahead.
Yeah.
You gotta plan ahead.
Yeah, I know.
Because like the one I got, the Mets one. The Mets colorway? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, yes, okay. Yes.
I don't even know. All I know is it was that logo that you had designed with the Mets colors, and I like that. But
yes.
Apparently it's called a colorway. So
yes.
I'm learning things.
Yes.
I wanted to get that for opening day. I think it was like 2 weeks later after opening day. Like
yeah.
I understand that it's a company that, you know, they
I think I don't know if COVID is also part of the reason why things are taking longer to be
could
expedited
be. Sure,
as well.
Definitely be.
But yeah.
Okay.
So that's the only down.
Yeah. Well, when you do like you'll have the Jets one or whatever it is, like I'll have to make sure I get that, like order that in August so it comes for September.
That's I think honestly like that's what I'm gonna have to do moving forward when it comes to like, oh okay, you know it's dope, like I wanna do this and like put it out there now so
right.
that like people can you know, you have like a little bit of time to like order.
To think
it.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially if it is like sports specific or something like that,
right?
You know?
Right.
So.
But yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, talk about COVID. Obviously, the bars. So I got my second COVID shot coming up. Vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Thursday. Right?
Thursday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thursday. After Thursday, I will officially be vaxxed.
Vaxxed and waxed, baby.
I mean, I'm not really waxed.
Well, you have
I mean,
to be. It's part of it's
the rules.
Yeah, no. Like that's in the paperwork you said.
It's the third like line on the card. It's like mm-hmm. all right, first dose, yes. Second dose, yes.
Smooth as baby's body. You're like, yes.
the third line is like, are you waxed? I'm like, excuse me?
What?
Here's a number mm-hmm. to a place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place
she will invite you in.
Yes.
She will have you undress. She will never look you in the eye.
It's like, don't look at me.
Right.
There's a place literally downstairs.
Yeah, it's called
for
a
me.
Fucking lunchbox. Like, how awesome of a name is that?
It's there's a place in my town called the Lunchbox. And it is a Brazilian wax studio.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture is like it's a lunchbox with a little like clamp. The ambulance like plus sign. I don't know what you would call that.
Right.
You know, you see in an ambulance, they have like it looks like a fat plus sign,
mm-hmm.
and but it's in pink.
Sure.
And yeah, but that's yeah. So I get the second dose, and then I get the information for the lunchbox.
Okay.
And then set up my waxing appointment.
I can only imagine like the most random Yelp review being like, yeah, they didn't have sandwiches here. I just wanted tomato soup and a grilled cheese.
I got a lot more than that.
Yeah. You make it hurts when I walk now.
It's gonna be 4-year-old version.
Mm-hmm. But like between your legs.
And that honestly would be me yelling Kelly Clarkson. Like the look of pain. They really did that too, by the way.
Sure.
That was the 4-year-old version when they had that whole waxing scene, everything like that. Like that wasn't fake. I think that was all like everything he said was improvised, but they were like, yeah, we're gonna do this.
Oh no, yeah, that man bled his own blood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like a man-o-lantern.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look up what the plus sign means for the ambulance.
Oh, I thought you were looking up hours and operations of the lunchbox.
That's after I find out what the red plus symbol.
I'm tempted to do the same thing too. Just be like, all right, this is what the red plus symbol means. I'm like, and this is when the lunchbox is open.
I mean, I guess there's a lot of like they talk about the Red Cross, but
I could see that. Sure.
But I feel like the Red Cross came after. The red plus sign. Well, apparently, the red plus symbol is not for medical or doctors.
Okay.
This is for the Red Cross Society.
Okay.
Every country has its own red plus symbols for Red Cross Society.
So wait, if it's a pink cross, then is this the pink cross?
I don't know what the hell that is. That's just them trying to be cute.
I guess.
But I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, so with everything going on with like obviously light at the end of the tunnel, but when it comes to this pandemic, the CDC pretty much came out saying that if you're fully vaccinated, you do not have to wear a mask outdoors, and then you also do not have to have one indoors.
State by state.
It's state by state, but yeah. They pretty much like kind of like came out with like a broad statement. And it's so funny how, and we were talking about this before we even got on the podcast, because I was like, let's like save it.
Sure.
It's so funny how everybody was up in arms about the CDC at the beginning of this, like when you had to wear a mask, and everybody's like, oh, this is fucking bullshit, and people were just like hooting and hollering, and you know who you are.
Sure.
And just like bitching and moaning about it. Now that CDC says you don't have to wear one, but now every... Whether it be state for state, yeah, state for state, business to business, whatever have you. Now, so it's like, no. The CDC said we don't have to wear masks. It's like, yeah, but you're the same person that was like, fuck the CDC.
Right.
Now you're on their side because now they said something.
They're saying what you want
to hear. Yeah.
Sure.
They said something that fits your narrative now. Now you're like, oh, I'm all CDC. I'm all about them now. It's like, you hated them fucking a year ago.
My first kid CDC. Like, shit.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Why would you do that?
It's so funny. And I'm even seeing it, like, I'm starting to see it a little bit in Hoboken already. And I'm just kind of like, look, I am not, I'm all for wearing the mask. You tell me, I get that official green light being like, by the way, you don't have to wear it anymore. Like an official, not from CDC, just like an official. I need one where, because everything's like too separate. Everything's like separate, like fucking church and state. I want a thing where it was just like, by the way,
we good now.
We're good. Yeah. President of the United States comes on, fucking Joe Biden is like, hey, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. I'm like, all right, bet.
Yep.
Listen, especially when you work in the service industry.
Sure.
There's not a person more that doesn't want to wear a mask anymore than myself.
Sure.
I feel like you covered up the merchandise.
It's the money maker.
But I understand for the greater good.
Of course.
I want to keep people healthy. I want to be safe.
Yeah.
And I feel like people don't have imagination. Like I'm the man in the iron mask when I'm working there sometimes. And then sometimes I take the mask off. They're like, oh, wow. You're like, I'm like, okay. I'm like, it's sad that you couldn't. It's the old Looney Tunes where like Bugs Bunny dresses up as somebody. You clearly, as the person watching the cartoon, realize it's Bugs Bunny. But everybody else is like, oh, I didn't realize I was Bugs Bunny. I thought that was a cute girl. Wait, that's Bugs Bunny
dressing up as a girl?
Yes.
Shit.
But I mean, it's that it's the Clark Kent Superman thing. It's like all he did was put a pair of glasses on.
Yeah.
But nobody realizes that he's Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that same train of, because you watch these things, it's like, are people really like that? Yeah.
Yep.
People really are like that. It's
crazy. Unless they're really that invested in whether or not you have fucked up teeth.
Okay. Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? That's because, yes, in theory, you should be able to, with a certain level of creativity and liberty, be able to...
I feel like people don't really have... People lack creativity.
Oh, well, absolutely, yeah. And it's not... And that's not even necessarily, like you're a sheep or, like, you're whatever else, but, like, you're probably more content just not having that type of thought process for yourself.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I'm happy that, like, one, getting the second dose.
Of course.
So now it's, like, just another step in the right direction. Sure. I'm going to keep doing. I'm going to do exactly what I did for vaccine one. I got the liquid IV popping. Mm-hmm. The water is going to be popping. I mean, I've been drinking, like I said, I've been drinking a lot more water and, like, liquid IV and all that stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. Actually, I got a subscription with Amazon for liquid IV.
Nice. Okay.
So, like, I'm going to get one, like, every, like, couple of weeks. Nice. Like a package of liquid IV. It's cheaper to get it through Amazon than going to CVS and buying.
Oh, sure. Of course.
So, yeah, so.
I will tell you, though, the second one knocked me a little.
I understand.
So, you might see a couple more symptoms on it. Like, the hydration definitely will help. Like, you know me, I've always been a big proponent of staying hydrated.
Yeah.
But you might catch a little bit more on the second one. Definitely, like...
Sure. Well, that's why I have it set up the way. So, like, I'm off on Friday.
The next day.
So, like, if something does kick in, I'll at least have, like...
You'll catch it that night or the next day. Yeah.
And hopefully I should be all right.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So... Yeah, man. Besides that, like I said, we're just... This is a freestyle episode of the podcast right now. Because I came in hot. Was rushing around and didn't have. There were things I wanted to talk about, but did not have a chance to really like sit down and put some notes down and whatever have you.
And I think we all know I don't prepare for anything.
Oh, apparently Ariana Grande got married to Dalton Gomez. Who the fuck is Dalton Gomez?
a pretty lucky motherfucker. Good for them.
This guy is just gonna be fucking.
Oh, he's Ariana Grande's wife. Like that's or husband. That's what that is. Like,
oh, you might have been right. You might have been right the first time.
Yeah, right. Well, it's like that scene from like Forgetting Sarah Marshall in the beginning. It was like, all right, yeah, Sasquatch, can you get out of the picture, please? Thank you.
I mean, it's a good looking dude. I just don't know who Dalton Gomez is. Like he's got to be. Is he a singer? Is he an actor? That's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
I hope none of the above. I hope he's like I hope he's like a Mason.
He's like, wow, I think you're really cute. He's like, you don't know who I am? It's like, no, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Mariana Grande. It's like, oh, okay. Hi, I'm Dalton Gomez.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but you don't like know who I am? Like, no, should I? He's gonna be I hope he doesn't fall victim to, but unfortunately, because of the way this business is set up, he's gonna be fucking content for her when this thing goes south, God forbid.
So is that are you subscribing that to the same theory as the only reason why Taylor Swift dates is to put out records?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Well, I mean.
Let's hope these two crazy cats can, you know, these two crazy kittens can buck that trend.
Prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande, prove me wrong.
Right.
But I feel like every time she gets with somebody, it always ends up going south.
I would like to think so, at least in the beginning part.
I mean, like, going south in terms of, like...
Oh, like yes, not working out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, not that, not the fun south.
Got you.
Like, south, like, shit would, you know...
Like, lunchbox south.
Not lunchbox south.
Not lunchbox south.
Like, bad south.
Oh.
But I'm really trying to like look and see who this dude is.
If it's taking you that long, then he's not that important.
I mean, I'm just the main story is about Ariana Grande, and it's like, oh, Ariana Grande got married. Oh, by the way, this is him.
Yeah.
And he's like, does anybody want to know about me? It's like, no, I want to see the wedding dress.
Yeah, no.
He's a real estate agent.
That makes sense.
25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks like. He looks like.
If you say me, I'm like, I don't even know what happened.
It's like, I had a shot.
Right?
He looks like a. I will say this, Ariana Grande, for what it's worth, she be giving motherfuckers a chance. Because her first boyfriend that we knew of was Mac Miller, and then after that was Big Sean.
And that was before he was anything.
Yeah, Mac Miller, Big Sean, and I mean, I think she was rumored to mess around with The Weeknd. Okay. I think there was like rumors of that. Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson. Mm-hmm. So she, you know what? I like Ariana Grande. I like, there need to be more women like Ariana Grande out there that give people like an honest shot.
Sure.
Because it's like, she doesn't have a type.
Yeah,
I think I like, you know, maybe that, is that number three?
That could
I like
be.
Girls that don't have types.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that might be the number three.
There you go.
That might be number three. Because.
Thank you, Dalton Schultz. Thank you.
Gomez. Put some respect on his name. It's Dalton Gomez. It's fucking real estate agent, motherfucker.
Dalton Grande, whatever.
Dalton Grande.
Yeah. I get the same thing at Starbucks.
The Dalton Grande.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks
what
like.
Is that? You're like, oh, that's something you order. It's out of your league.
Yes. That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the pictures of Dalton Gomez, and he kind of looks like a young Pete Davidson minus the tattoos. He looks like a clean cut Pete Davidson.
Okay, good for him.
Which I mean, you know, saying you don't got a type, but
right. But still, good for him though.
He's actually because I think Ariana Grande is like 27, 28. He's 25.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a fucking.
That's in every sense of the word. That's a level up.
Oh, you can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the problem: is what? That God forbid this thing goes south. How do you top Ariana Grande? The ceiling's the roof.
I was gonna say, yeah, right.
The ceiling's the roof. If you're 25 years old and you're married to an Ariana Grande, and like, first off, you do everything possible to keep that marriage intact.
Oh yeah.
Even if it goes against your own,
at least through the prenup.
Even if it goes against your own fucking. Moral and code.
Mm-hmm. Like, she kills somebody, you dig the hole.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, first off, she's got a team for that anyway.
This is true.
He just got to make sure that he fucking when he goes up on the stand.
Airtight alibi, whatever.
Airtight alibi. Oh, by the way, did you finish Power?
Oh, yeah. I've done finish Power.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm a little upset there's nothing else to watch now.
Yeah, I know, right? Power, it's like, damn, that's related. It.
Yep.
We got the other Power show coming out soon, right?
Is it out now?
No.
Is the whole season out now so I can binge watch it?
No, yeah, you're gonna have to wait episode to episode again.
No.
Welcome to hell, buddy.
Yep. It's awesome.
But
I'm living in the realm of Power. I'm living the complete opposite life of Dalton Gomez.
I think a lot of us are.
Just within the world of Power. Everything else is good.
Yeah.
It's just I want more stuff to watch.
I'll give you some recommendations.
Okay.
But yeah, Dalton Gomez, yeah, he's got to do everything in his power to make sure that this shit, like, if she starts a fight, it's his fault.
Yep.
Like, anything, because, like, Ariana Grande.
Yep.
Like, that's the son.
Yeah.
He has to make sure he does everything humanly possible. And you know what's funny? He'll probably do all that stuff. At least they'll break up. That'll be the unfortunate thing about it, too.
Yep. Well, and you know what the worst part is? He's going to cheat.
He is going to cheat.
Because that's the way that always goes. It's like, you had this. No?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and again, not to say that looks are everything. Like, everyone is. There's that old quote that, like, you know, no matter what you think, somebody's always tired of that person.
The only,
you know, like,
the only other thing I can think of too is, and I hate, like, I don't wish ill will on anybody.
No.
But I'm just, but unfortunately, because it's Hollywood and because you see these types of stories that come up all the time, it's like, as soon as I guarantee you, there's probably, go on one of your betting sites. I guarantee you, there's probably like an over under on when these two are gonna get divorced.
You gotta do that shit off, like, that's like, you know. Costa Rican books. That's offshore books.
That's Antigua.
Yeah, you ain't doing that shit on Betfair or on like you know, DraftKings or something like that.
No,
you go to Bovada, you might. That's a different story.
Sure, But I mean, I'm sure there's bets
over under of when they're gonna over break under where like they're gonna break up.
How long? Yeah, how long or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. And what are the odds? But
I hope they, again, like, no one wishes it. Like, we say it more just out of jest and because it's funny or whatever.
Right.
Like, no, like, I don't want to see them actually, like, break up. Like,
no.
Now, in fairness, though, again, kind of keeping with somewhat of this tongue-in-cheek theme, or satirical theme, if you will, the music after would should be good if that did happen.
Oh, yeah, the music's going to be great.
Right.
But the problem is that from what I've noticed is that, I mean, Ariana Grande was with... I mean, all right, so Mac Miller, maybe he had maybe a drug issue. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. And then maybe Big Sean. I mean, Big Sean, he's Big Sean. Like, I don't know the guy personally, mm-hmm. but I can just tell he probably played her out a little bit.
Okay.
The Weeknd, who was rumored. I mean, I can see The Weeknd being kind of like a weirdo. And Pete Davidson, you know, he has, like, depression.
Right.
Right? And those are the only people that I know that I guess that are in the public eye that she... Mm-hmm. So maybe she just was dealt, like, bad hands each time.
Or that could be her type. The ones that need to be saved.
They're like, oh, you seem fragile. I'm gonna fix you.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, you ain't gonna fix them, babe.
Nope.
Sorry. It's not gonna happen.
Yep.
But I mean, 25-year-old real estate agent from Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
You don't even need springtime. You already got that glow up.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding mm-hmm. me?
He's also Miss Universe. Like, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, so
hey, good for them.
Dalton Gomez, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If can you imagine if you were like, it's like, what if I told like I just get in a time machine and be like, by the way, and like just go back to like when he's like 21 years old. It's like, right. By the way, you know Ariana Grande? Oh yeah, she's great looking. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you're gonna be married to her in 4 years.
Right.
What? I was like, don't do anything else. Don't reach out to her. Don't do anything. It's like the rules of time travel. It's like,
right.
Don't fucking touch anything. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything.
Butterfly effect. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not for nothing, the moment you do that, he would fuck it up somehow.
Yep.
And then ignorance is truly bliss.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So anyway, Rabbit Hole Podcast on a nice, casual, lovely Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Just checking out Twitter, and obviously, I mean, for what it's worth, for not having any notes,
mm-hmm.
did a pretty good job.
Oh, hell yeah. We always do.
You did a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going through, and obviously, yeah, just COVID-19 is always trending.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? COVID-19 is always trending. TurboTax is trending. Because obviously today's tax day. And besides that, I mean, there's nothing really else going on. Oh, the MTV Awards? Was that tonight? Is that tonight? The MTV Awards?
Is it always on a Sunday?
It's usually on a Sunday, so maybe this happened already.
All right, here's one for you if you want to end it on a funny note.
Sure.
From the Daily...
No, apparently they were yesterday. Okay, go on.
From the Daily Mail UK, airlines may start weighing people at the gate amid fears aircraft are being overloaded by fat passengers.
Well, that's gonna bid well.
Yeah, that I was going to say, that'll never start a fight.
And you're not wearing a mask?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, you're just asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So... airline companies are going to start weighing people.
Mm-hmm. May start. Like, I guess that's the rumor right now, that amid fears that planes may become overloaded with fat people, can start weighing people like they do luggage.
This shit got Spirit Airlines written all over it.
You want me to see if there's anyone that it's mentioned in the story?
I mean, go for it. Yeah, go mm-hmm. for it. I mean, this got Spirit Airlines written all over it. Like... You go on there, like, literally, it's a chair, and the seatbelt costs like $10.
No, this is more coming from like the FAA. So the first line of the passengers could be weighed before they get on jets because Americans are getting fatter and the FAA is concerned aircraft may be overloaded. Airline carriers are tasked with calculating the weight and balance of their aircraft to ensure it's within allowable limits for the safety of the plane. I understand all that. But apparently, I guess, post quote unquote, because I understand we're still somewhat in it, post-pandemic, apparently, obesity is on the rise.
Yeah, people are not working.
I'm also assuming you could have told us that just when you were doing DoorDash. But I guess when I see someone with an order of just like, you know, lard and like sprinkles, you're like, okay. One, why would you spend $30 for that? Two, thank you for the tip. And three, like, what is going on in your life right now that you feel like this is a necessity for you?
Here's the thing, is that I understand that for obesity going on the rise, it makes sense.
Sure.
Because
also gyms being closed too.
That was one of the things I was going to bring up. Gyms are closed. Mm-hmm. And I tried to order weights on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I just got them like maybe a month ago.
Well, the Peloton treadmill eat people, like especially kids.
All
the Peloton treadmills, they eat little kids.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Their stock went to shit after that too. So wait, the weights you ordered, like, we'll almost call it pre-pandemic.
It wasn't even pre-pandemic. It was like, oh wow, the gyms are closed. All right, let me go online and order weights, just like the other however many people are in this country,
right,
or in the world, because it was a global pandemic.
So Teespring now is Amazon Prime.
I mean, yeah.
Comparatively speaking.
Yeah. So
ranging in sizes all the way up to double XL.
Yeah. I mean we do.
Sure.
You gotta from get small full, to double XL.
I was gonna say you gotta get a big man proof sizes for Big Joe.
Of course. Well, I mean all my stuff has like NY on it. Oh, he's a Knicks fan though, right? No, he's an OKC fan. Or was OKC.
He's a contrarian. He's Rajon. He really is.
Oh man.
He's an Italian who doesn't eat basil. Like, he's a contrarian. Like, that's all he is.
Is that true?
Joe?
Yeah.
He doesn't eat basil. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like anything green.
So, like, spinach linguine?
Probably not. Maybe if his mom made it for him. Because I know he loves his mom's cooking. So, like, that might be, like, the entry point into him trying something.
So, like, green peppers. Like, a sausage and peppers?
No, yeah, he might be good with that, but like it's like anything like vegetable, like
lettuce,
yeah,
broccoli,
mm-hmm. You know, good
Brussels sprouts. How do you not like Brussels sprouts? Brussels sprouts is a little brown butter.
I didn't like Brussels sprouts until I was an adult. That became a taste where I was like, oh, okay, this is good as an adult,
well,
but as a kid,
well, yeah, little trash. Kid, you're like, oh, like, I don't want to eat my Brussels sprouts. It's like it's lettuce.
I felt the same way about beets, though, too. When I was a kid, I hated beets. I hated beets. As an adult, I like them.
I've had beets. Mm-hmm. I've had beets prepared very well. It's still not. And then when you pee, like you get freaked out. Like yeah, like I can do with that. What do beets have? Like nutritional wise, I'll find three other things that
it's in a multivitamin. Yeah, I'll be good.
Like I'll make up whatever is in a beet somewhere else with something else I eat or drink.
Right.
But
is it in liquid IV? Because I take enough liquid IV. We're good. Beets serve no purpose to
me. Honestly, I feel like liquid IV is like, is there steroids in this? Because sometimes I'm like, yo, I feel like way too good. And right. I'm just like,
is that why you woke up and chose violence? Do we need to have a talk? Like, do I need to come in here and actually take the liquid IV and be like, you don't need this anymore?
No, I need it. Stop.
You got just two more cycles. Like, I'm almost done with the COVID vaccination. Like, just let me have this. I'm like, why are there holes in your wall?
I was like, because I got mad.
Right.
They called me stupid. I punched the wall. But what were you talking about? But we were talking about Big Joe. Yeah, no. Big Joe, you want some swag? I got you, buddy.
That's it.
Buddy Big Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Got his Twitter back. @free Joey Nix. And
No, he didn't get it back. They just canceled the other one. So like,
yeah,
the other
I know. But
happen.
I was trying to, like, you know, not...
No, it's a lot different of getting something back than just saying, like, nobody can have it. Like,
I wasn't trying to embarrass.
It's like someone kicking over a sandcastle and him taking all the sand out of the beach.
And by the way, on a side note, since we're talking about our friends and the crew. Sure. So did our friend Colin at DJ McRegan ever come out with a COVID vaccine mixtape like we were always joking about? Dr. Dre was forever to come out with this album called The Detox, which still hasn't come out yet. Apparently, he looks great. He's in probably the best shape of his life. I saw photos of him recently, cool. Dr. Dre. Okay. But, like, this mythical album that was always supposed to come out never did.
Mm-hmm.
And we applied the joke to Colin. I was like, all right, so vaccine mixtape.
We went back and forth about this on, what's it called? He came out, he, his was, his COVID mix was basically just a live recording of some 6-hour session he did at like a bar or something like that. And me and him went back and forth on, does this count as a mixtape? He's like, well, some of their stuff was live performance. I'm like, but you didn't like... We ended up agreeing just to disagree.
I don't know. Colin, so, you're my man. He's doing big things. I see him on Instagram all over the place now.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of really big things, he actually just got a job. I don't know if it's technically working for the Yankees.
Okay.
But he's the DJ at the Hard Rock Club.
Okay.
Before the games.
Nice. All right, Colin, here's the thing. One, I want in.
Mm-hmm.
I want tickets. I'll put my name on the list. I don't know, however way you got to do it, let me know. I want in. Number two. What's the over under of him getting a Yankees tattoo? Because I feel like that's in his future, if he doesn't have one already. I can see him with the NY on his sleeve somewhere.
You know what, though? If they technically are the ones who are employing him and it's not through the Hard Rock, I don't know like necessarily who the technical person is that's hiring. I'd get that. Like, if the Mets hired me to be a DJ, I'd get a Mets tattoo. He's a Yankees fan to start with. I'm a Mets fan to begin with. Like, if you allowed me to do my craft and do my skill for your company that I'm already a fan of, yeah. Yeah, he sent a picture in the group chat of him wearing a 2009 World Series ring. I don't know if they know that or not, but my assumption is hopefully they do.
He's like, by the way, put this back in the case right now.
Yeah, right.
He's like, I just got this job. I'm not trying to get fired. Stop.
Right.
Hey, did anybody see the 2009 Yankees?
They have all the other ones lined up, and 2009's missing. You'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I quit.
Yeah, no,
but no, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I'm like, why is there Coquito on the fucking 2009 right? Yankees ring?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, congratulations to Colin.
Yep.
But I will say this. I will be the Judge Joe Brown of this fucking case. That is not a vaccine mixtape.
Nope.
And I'm getting my vaccine on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So unless he comes out with a mixtape between now and Thursday at 1 p.m.
Which is not a recording of something you've already done.
That means we win the bet. What do we win? I don't know. But my name better be on that goddamn list for your Hard Rock Yankees events. That's all I'm saying.
I want Ariana Grande. You can have your Yankees list.
You want Ariana Grande?
Correct.
Like, there's only one. And Dalton Gomez has her right now.
Let's see how long that is.
I'm sure there's like a guest list of dudes that are like, all right, I'm gonna let this play out and then I'm gonna shoot my shot.
Oh, I'm sure there. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Can you imagine, by the way, what this man's poor man's Wikipedia page is? It's like Dalton Gomez married Ariana Grande. It's like the only wiki entry they have.
I mean, it was funny because remember I was looking. I was like, why can't I find anything about him? I was like, oh, okay. Because he's not a celebrity.
Good.
He's a celebrity now.
Good. And you know what? I hope at this point in time they can live their life in some level of I understand that's not the case considering who she is. But like, you know, somewhat out of the prying eye. And if it doesn't work out, Colin, you have till Thursday at 1 o'clock.
Real talk, Dalton Gomez. Mm-hmm. Yo, like for real, like honeymoon time, yo. You need to impregnate the shit out of her immediately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You locked that down for 18 years. You locked that down. It was like the dude who married Emily Ratajkowski. I'm like, I have no fucking idea who you are. Like, I don't really care who you are. Like, I'm assuming you're probably a nice person or whatever it is. Whatever. And, like, immediately, like, mid-pandemic, it was like, and pregnant. And I'm like, that's smart, man.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it, kid.
Yeah, right?
Follow that dude. I don't even know who's married Emily Ratajkowski.
Exactly. It don't matter. It ain't me, so.
But you know what this also does, though? It gives hope to the average Joes, the regular guys. Yeah. It's like, hey, by the way, you know mm-hmm. what? You can get an Ariana Grande.
Right.
You can't get an Emily Ratajkowski.
Sure.
Now I'm looking up to see who she's married to.
Right. Hey, like Dalton Gomez. You're like, again?
Like, this guy's all over the place.
Right.
Sebastian Bear McLeod.
Yep, exactly.
It's got kind of a badass name.
Yeah, the Dalton Gomez of Europe.
But see, here's the thing. Sebastian Bear McLeod
uh-huh.
is an actor and a producer.
See, so am I. Just because I say it doesn't mean it's true.
And according to Google, his net worth is around 15 mil. 15 mil? You better step your game
now,
up, kid.
In fairness, is that because that's half of what she's worth?
I think this is prior
to... Can you imagine his net worth is $15 million and $4? You're like, all right, so what part of that did you bring to this equation, homeboy? How much of that is hers and how much of that is yours? You're like, well, I brought... All right, fine. I brought $4.
It is like, all right, I got the Cheez-Its.
Right.
And I got the six-pack of Miller Lite.
You know what, baby? When we go through drive through, you order a la carte. You don't even have to bundle shit. Because I love you.
If Emily Ratajkowski and Sebastian Bear McClard are going to, like, McDonald's, they got that buy one regular price,
right,
and then you can buy another one for a dollar, mm-hmm, yeah, he's getting the one that's a dollar.
Like, see, that's the thing. I would think he would buy the one full price and give her the one for a dollar. Like, baby, I got you something. What am I doing with this? It was a dollar.
It's McDonald's, baby. Yeah, come on, Mickey, like, D's. It's like Mickey D's.
Yeah, he's like, I gave you the full price one. You're like, bullshit. You gave me the one for a dollar. I saw the commercial. I was in the fucking commercial. I want this fucking hamburger, Bear.
Sebastian Bear McClard,
baby. There's going to come that point in time where all these, like, random ass, like, no-name men are going to be sitting in a room together. Like, so who are you married to? How'd you fuck it up?
So yeah, it's like I went to McDonald's and gave her the one that was
for a dollar.
Gave her the one for a dollar.
Full price one.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Amateur.
Yeah, so just, you know, it's the Sebastian Bear McClards and Dalton Gomez's out there.
Treat your woman right.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
give it a full price one.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, men out there, treat your women right anyway, especially if you're Dalton Gomez or Sebastian Bear McClard. Because you have women that probably are way out of your league.
Oh, yeah. You can't even see their league compared to where your league was standing.
And just do everything you can to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right, let's get out of here. On that note, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast, and we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.